95.3 Gorilla.
It's morning again.
It's morning.
Morning again.
Wake up. Morning's over.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday?
Wrong. Yes. It's Tuesday.
It's the best day of my life.
It is?
Hey, it's Tuesday.
You know what time it is?
Time to put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up. Right now.
Put him up. Put him up.
If you say so.
All right, showtime.
Showtime. Here we go. So much coming up here on the coast over the next couple of days, like college baseball tonight, 6:05 at Keesler Federal Park, Mississippi State versus Tulane. Those gates open up at 5 p.m. You can grab tickets at the box office or on Ticketmaster. Biloxi Shuckers hosting a big blood drive. That's happening on Wednesday, 1 to 6 tomorrow at Keesler Federal Park. All donors going to get a $15 Visa gift card. James and the Giant Peach Jr., that production is happening Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2 at Lynn Meadows Discovery Center. Wait Until Dark is happening Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 at the Biloxi Little Theater. That's a great thriller. Excited for that one. And Beer, Bacon, and Beyond, that's coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Long Beach Town Green. They're going to have gourmet food tastings, drinks, music, and more, all to benefit Mississippi heroes. You grab tickets right now at gcbeerbaconfest.com. That's Beer, Bacon, and Beyond this Friday and Saturday at the Town Green in Long Beach. You can grab those tickets right now at gcbeerbaconfest.com.
95.3 Gorilla.
This week on Gorilla, win tickets to go see Zach Bryan at LSU.
If you'd see him now, you'd be proud. But you'd think days, yuppie.
Zach Bryan on tour with special guest Camp, March 28th at Tiger Stadium at LSU. Listen to the morning show all week at 7:20 to win your tickets right here on 95.3 Gorilla. Good morning. You're on Gorilla. Who's this?
Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I am great. What town do you live in? Where are you?
Sumter, Mississippi.
Morgan, you are caller number 10. You're going to go see Zach Bryan.
Hell yeah.
Yes. You got tickets.
Thank you.
What's your favorite radio station, Morgan?
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Question of the day today. This is a pretty good one. I want to know, what's something that you recently caught yourself saying that was just like way too adult? I know, even if you've been an adult for a long time, sometimes you're like, oh man, like, you know, a phrase like, this rug really ties the whole room together, or it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Yeah, I know, we all do this, but what's something you caught yourself saying recently that was just like way too adult?
So when I'm talking to my daughter in the bathtub, I tell her to sit down or you're gonna fall.
Oh my God, you're like full dad mode. You just sound like a dad. We're not kids anymore. You're telling your kid not to get hurt. Oh no.
Yep, exactly.
And then you just like kind of catch yourself and you're like, oh no, it's happened to me. I'm old too.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. Yeah, what's something that you caught yourself saying recently where you're like, oh no, I'm an adult?
Probably recently. It's probably been like, I have kids now, so it's 8 o'clock. Go to bed.
8 o'clock is not late, my friend. 8 o'clock isn't late.
No.
No, but, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired. Go to bed. Okay? Like, my mom actually would say that whole phrase, like, together. She'd just say the quiet part out loud. I'm tired. Go to bed. Oh, man. How about you? What's something you recently caught yourself saying that was, like, way too adult of you? Jolene's next. Jolene, what you got?
Now, I do have a daughter, right?
Okay.
But I realized I did not say this to her. I said it to my husband.
Uh-oh. What happened?
We were going to a social event, and we're getting out of the car, and I'm like, no, please be on your best behavior and act properly. He flung me this look like the look of death.
Oh, man. Hey, to be fair, I feel like some guys actually need that little pep talk, you know? To be very fair, I think that might not have been totally out of line. But yeah, even if we've been adults for decades, the adult can just kind of seep out sometimes. And I don't like it when that happens.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Will we ever get a Lizzie McGuire reboot?
I can't answer this in one sentence, but I can say that right now it's not in the cards. I have a world tour to go on, and that's going to take me a few years, I think. But when I think about Lizzie, you know, I was really excited thinking about her at 30 and going through 30-year-old things. And now I can't really see her at 40. Maybe I could start to see her around like 55, 60. And I think that's interesting.
That is interesting.
That's Hillary Duff saying we're not going to get a Lizzie McGuire reboot, maybe for decades. I saw this headline this morning that didn't quite make any sense to me at first. The headline is, Dakota Johnson strips down and goes topless for Calvin Klein. And I'm thinking, well, what's she selling? And then I remembered, oh yeah, they do pants too. She's selling jeans and underwear without a shirt on for Calvin Klein. I thought Dakota Johnson was still a kid. But she's like my age. Yikes. We've all been mispronouncing Olympic figure skater Alyssa Liu's name. She just went on television to say how to correctly pronounce her name. And I'm sorry, I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Can you pronounce your name for us? Because we've seen a lot of mispronunciations.
Yeah, so technically, this is how my family says my name. Alyssa Liu. That's technically how you say my name.
Yeah, she just said Alyssa Liu. Alyssa Liu. Not Alyssa Liu. Alyssa Liu. I gotta practice that. And finally today for Showbiz Buzz, one of my favorite mashup routines. Love these guys. DJ Cummerbund. They tossed Black Betty together with Let's Get It Started. Ram Jam and the Black Eyed Peas? Oh yeah, sign me up.
We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm go.
You know, these mashups seem like they'd never work, but then they just kind of do, you know? It's incredible. Here's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Tuesday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
You know what happiness is? Happiness is the smell of a new car. It's freedom from fear. It's a billboard on the side of the road that screams with reassurance that whatever you're doing, it's okay.
It's a legendary John Hamm turning 55 today. That, of course, was from Mad Men. If you've never seen Mad Men, one of my biggest recommendations ever. Happy birthday to John Hamm. On this day back in 1997, Buffy the Vampire Slayer premiered on the WB. Man, you remember the WB? That's a blast from the past, huh? Speaking of ancient history, on this date all the way back in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the very first telephone call ever. He placed a call to his assistant. Now, this is a rare clip of Alexander Graham Bell saying, "Here is my voice," and then he reads his name. This is not from the first phone call, but this is an actual recording of Alexander Graham Bell. Listen to this. He says, "Here is my voice," and then he says his name.
"You are my husband.
Wow, I just learned that I've been saying his name wrong my whole life. He said Alexander Graham Bell. Wow, all right, that might be good to know. And one more birthday today. She's always going to be in her 20s in my head, but Carrie Underwood turning 43 today. Here's your flashback freakout today. Happy Tuesday. It's March 10th, 2026.